the keeper of the prison. Call to him.
Let him.
Let him have knowledge who I am.
Good lady, no court in Europe is too good for thee. What dost thou then imprison?
Now, good sir, you know me, do you not?
For a worthy lady and one whom much I honour.
Pray you then, conduct me to the queen.
I may not, madam. To the contrary, I have express commandment.
Here's a do. To lock up honesty and honour from the excess of gentle visitors. Is lawful, pray you, to see her women? Any of them? Amelia?
So please you, madam, to put apart these your attendants. I shall bring Amelia forth.
I pray now call her. Withdraw yourselves.
And, madam, I must be present at your conference.
Well, be it so, prithee. Here's such a do to make no stain a stain as passes colouring. Dear gentlewoman, how fares our gracious lady?
As well as one so great and so forlorn may hold together. On her frights and griefs, which never tender lady hath borne greater, she is something before her time delivered.
A boy?
A daughter, and a goodly babe, lusty and like to live. The queen receives much comfort in, says, my poor prisoner, I am innocent as you.
I dare be sworn. These dangerous, unsafe loons of the king beshrew them. He must be told, aunt, and he shall. The office becomes a woman best. I'll take it upon me. If I prove honey-mouthed, let my tongue blister and never to my red-looked anger be the trumpet any more. Pray you, Amelia, commend my best obedience to the queen. If she dares trust me with her little babe, I'll show it the king and undertake to be her advocate to the loudest. We do not know how he may soften at the sight of a child. The silence often of pure innocence persuades when speaking fails.
Most worthy madam, your honour and your goodness is so evident that your free undertaking cannot miss a thriving issue. There is no lady living so meet for this great errand. Please your ladyship to visit the next room. I'll presently acquaint the queen of your most noble offer, who but today hammered of this design, but durst not tempt a minister of honour, lest she should be denied.
Tell her, Amelia, I'll use that tongue I have. If wit flow from't as boldness from my bosom, let it not be doubted. I shall do good.
Now be you blessed for it. I'll to the queen. Please you come something nearer.
Madam, if it please the queen to send the babe, I know not what I shall incur to pass it, having no warrant.
You need not fear it, sir. This child was prisoner to the womb, and is by law and process of great nature thence freed and enfranchised, not a party to the anger of the king, nor guilty of, if any be, the trespass of the queen.
I do believe it.
Do not you fear. Upon mine honour, I will stand betwixt you and danger.